senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thank you ever so much for listening. Whether you downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, whether you're listening to the rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming 24/7, or whether you're listening live, hey, what's going on? We appreciate the hell out of it, and thanks also for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link or the banner on our webpage, the Amazon banner, and it will take you to Amazon. Whatever you buy in that session, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Yay!
Just helps us out.
That's good.
And we appreciate those that do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's it. We're on X, you know, if you want to slip us a massage.
That's right.
On the social medias, we're still there. This weekend, my list contains checking out Threads. I think we have an account, but we've never done anything there. And now that the Hootsuite
we'll take it.
That we use is... going to be able to do it. It's easy.
Yay.
Easy copy paste.
Is X the platform owned by Elon?
Sure.
What happened? You know, Trump, I think, got his knee pads out and sucked on Elon a little bit because he needs money, right? Do you remember that story? It was last week or something.
Yes. They met.
They met.
And then Elon said he's not donating to any campaign.
Oh, he said that. Well, I mean, you really don't need to, Elon. You're doing enough with your little Nazi site there.
He didn't, again, he didn't specifically say no super PACs.
Oh.
He said no campaigns.
Nine!
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. I've got a metric shit ton of cross-shaped incursions into our freedoms.
My God.
Including the response to the SOTU last night. We'll get to that.
How sharp is Karen, what's her name? Katie Britt's teeth. Her teeth, it looks like that little Handmaid's Tale gremlin has sharp teeth. She's very scary.
We will...
vampiric even.
Go over all that stuff and lots more. And let's see what's the headline. What the headline is probably the State of the Union, unless something has happened recently. Commie Pinko Liberal.
Defeat.
HuffPo.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I did see this one.
Oh, I saw this. Fuck these people. Fuck them. Fuck them. With every fiber of the universe.
HuffPo headline, a giant poop emoji.
Yes.
And it says turd party.
That's good. This is the best pun they've ever done.
Centrist group in quotes, by the way, centrist group to field 24 Prez race spoilers. So
do you know what is disingenuous about these fuck faces?
Everything?
Is that who they don't have one person. They don't have
don't
a person yet.
Right, right.
Or they're saying they don't know.
And they might not have one.
But what are they doing? Just running some nameless fucknut?
They're saving face because they had vowed that if it was going to be Trump and Biden, they were going to come up with a third party alternative. And then I think the air kind of went out of the balloon a little bit on them. And, you know, some of them were realizing that a vote for them is probably
going to hurt Biden more.
Absolutely. And this announcement or whatever the fuck this story is today after this amazing State of the Union by them is particularly heinous, I think, in my opinion. I mean,
but maybe not. Maybe it'll draw, because I think the article said that they their front runner is a somebody from Georgia. Some dude from Georgia.
Oh, that sounds fun. I lived in that state. I don't know why you would want anyone. What is it, Stacey Abrams? She's from Georgia.
Members of No Labels, a third-party presidential movement, voted Friday to move forward with nominating a candidate for president. 800 delegates. Jesus Christ.
Ooh.
800 delegates from 50 states split between Republicans and Democrats held the
fuck
vote.
Fuck you guys.
Held the vote at a virtual meeting.
You stupid fucks.
No Labels convention chair Mike Rawlings, a former Dallas mayor,
Mike,
said of the 800 delegates, they take their responsibility seriously.
Oh,
even
yes.
Even though we met virtually, their emotion and desire to bring this divided nation back together came right through the screen.
Lies! You will not get enough points to win. Mathematically, you know you're fucked. So what you really want is Trump.
It came right out of the screen and hit me in the eye.
This is disingenuous and this is lies. You want Trump, you little fucking assholes. Go fuck yourselves.
He said, came right through the screen. I wasn't sure exactly where No Labels delegates would land today, but they sent an unequivocal message. Keep going.
For what? To do what?
The group leading the launch of a, quote, unity ticket plans to announce its candidate selection process on March 14th.
We're fighting the Nazis and they want a unity ticket. What the fuck universe do these assholes live in?
However, an official with No Labels told Politico that it is possible the group ultimately may not find a candidate.
Oh, yes. Good. Just so what is this story, assholes? This is a nothing story. You have nothing.
No Labels has said for months it would attempt to enter a candidate in the 2024 race if it became clear on Super Tuesday that Joe Biden and former President Trump would be the respective Democratic and Republican nominees.
Explain to me the strategy of announcing this on a Friday. Why is this story out right now, right after the State of the Union? What is going on with these people?
Well, they probably they had to have their vote.
Yeah.
Which was today.
Oh. So. Okay. Why? Why do they have to have it today? Is it some
schedule
shit?
Well, they probably
shit?
Didn't want to have it before the State of the Union and not...
No, probably. They wanted to take the wind out of Joe Biden's fucking speech. This is calculated
Nobody
bullshit.
Nobody cares about these people.
Yes, they do. No, that is not... Of course not. Enough
I mean,
people in
be
Michigan...
Spoilers, but I mean, it's not... They're not going to take the wind out of Biden's sail.
I'm just saying they're going to shave votes. If they shave votes in swing states, that's then the damage is done. These people are fucking assholes.
No Labels founder and CEO Nancy Jacobson wrote in an opinion piece. Excuse me.
No Labels.
We're doing a show here. Do you want to shut the fuck up?
I can't think of one fucking Republican I want any unity with. Name one. Name a single Republican.
Voter sentiment, the... No Labels founder Nancy Jacobson, she's the CEO, wrote, voter sentiment has left a historic opening for a third choice,
right.
And No Labels has paved a road through that opening. Now we need an exceptional leader to take that road despite its hazards and challenges.
You're going to get Donald Trump elected.
We believe this leader is out there, and we've already had conversations with several who could fit the bill. And then, when I read this earlier, I had to spit. Among the group's advisors?
Yes?
Former Senator Joe Lieberman.
Nine! Of course! Of course! Of course, Joe Lieberman. He was the independent, right? He loved the Democrats to be an independent.
Right. But he was the Gore's VP candidate reaching out to the right because Joe Lieberman was not by anything remotely considered liberal.
Listen, let's think about what that means, though. They're reaching out to the right, who is what? And we could go back through history. It's not even the most recent heinous shit that they've been up to. Who are those people you want to reach out to? This is fantasy. This is insanity right here.
Democrats have been critical of No Labels, whose potential candidate could spoil Biden's reelection bid. In January, two Democrat-aligned groups filed campaign finance complaints against No Labels, saying the group is breaking campaign rules by not disclosing who its donors are. I'm willing to bet Coke. I'm willing to bet all the right-wing mega donors.
This is
Harlan Crow.
I mean, it's laughable to think what this is, to pretend this is anything but an effort to get Donald Trump elected, because it's these people running these groups aren't naive and they're not fucking stupid. That is their mission, is to get Trump elected. They don't give a fuck about this No Labels. They don't give a fuck about unity.
Drudge Report says Biden roars on big night.
Yeah. That was a good speech.
President Joe Biden delivered, this is AP, Associated Press.
Woo.
President Joe Biden delivered a defiant argument for a second term in his State of the Union speech Thursday night, lacing into GOP frontrunner Donald Trump for espousing, quote, resentment, revenge, and retribution, and for jeopardizing freedom at home and abroad.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I never mentioned Trump by name.
I love that.
Just said my predecessor.
I love that. See, here's a difference. Can I just make a difference between Joe Biden and Trump? Biden understands that Trump is his predecessor. Trump thinks, I don't know who the fuck think Trump, is it Obama is in office now? Because he gets that confused.
He does that on purpose.
Oh, okay, yes.
He's remember, he's doing 69 level chess.
Let me tell you something. I don't know if he was doing 69 level chess last night when he was doing his commentary on this State of the Union, but it is, he's fucked up, man. That guy's just fucked in the head, you know.
So, scrappy tone from Biden, this is AP, was a sharp break from his often humdrum daily appearances and was intended to banish doubts about whether the 81-year-old president, the country's oldest ever, is still up to the job. For 68 minutes in the House chamber, Biden goaded Republicans over their policies. And my favorite part,
yes.
Mike Johnson. Just what? Sitting there.
What's wrong with him?
Sitting there like there just wasn't enough lube on the dildo, if you know what
yeah.
I mean.
Well,
and not having a good time, and then just shaking his head. Oh no! Oh,
you know what's weird to me? One of the stand up lines, everybody stand up and clap. They were talking about providing free daycare or something, a free pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds or some shit like that. You know, and everybody's clapping. And Mike Johnson is sitting there, just not really smiling, but he does this thing where he makes his lips disappear. How does he? I mean,
he's a reptilian.
That's right. He is a reptile.
I know I may not look like it, but I've been around a while, Biden said. Yeah. And when you get to my age, certain things become clearer than ever before. I thought it was great. I thought overall it was a really good speech. He went after them. He went after the fuckers in SCOTUS, looking those motherfuckers dead in the eye. Even though the two greatest evils weren't there,
right?
For him to shit on, because Alito and Clarence were off, you know, in the Bahamas on some billionaire probably somewhere.
Yeah. They were at a rave, you know.
And when Biden looked directly at them. About women being a major political force in the country. And he looked at them and said, "You're about to find that out."
I love that.
That was spectacular. That was great.
I love how he handled the crowd, or handled the GOP. I mean, that was some good shit.
Yeah, yeah. And they knew that Margie would do something. God. They knew. And then when that asshole was like, say her name. And Biden whipped out that pin and said her name.
This?
He might have screwed it up once, but he said her name nonetheless. It was great.
It was a great speech.
It just shows how much smarter the Democrats are. And I don't know who's advising him and who helped write that speech, but kudos, because this is what we need. This is what we want.
And he did a good job like dealing with the applause.
Yeah.
He entered at the perfect time. Almost on the early. It's like someone told him to anticipate these moments just a little bit. It was a good fucking speech.
Let's see if there's anything else in this story. I think it was great.
Can I just say something though? I loved everything about that speech. Here's my problem with things. Those people on the right.
Yes.
They really should be behind some sort of barrier because they make me nervous and I don't like them. I would be like, ever since January 6th, can we put them under plexiglass or something or have a shock collar? God, you never know what these fuckers are going to do. And Marjorie Taylor Greene fucking around with that pen and just like, you know what? Just stop. Just don't touch anybody.
And the outfit.
God, I mean, that was good.
She really looked like one of those assholes at a Trump rally.
I don't know.
One of the waddlers.
She really did. She looked like a what's his face in the Daily Show. Jordan Klepper should be interviewing her. Well, I mean, it's who she is. I mean, we forget about Marjorie Taylor Greene, where she came from. She is a person that gave David Hogg shit because he survived a school shooting, I guess. That was her life. Before this.
Right.
Listen, if you want to elect Trump and you know, when he does a State of the Union, he'll have a guest like Kyle Rittenhouse there or something.
Republicans can cut Social Security and give more tax breaks to the wealthy. That's the proposal. Oh, no. You guys don't want another $2 trillion tax cut? I kind of thought that's what your plan was. Well, that's good to hear. You're not going to cut.
Mike Johnson shaking his head again like one of those bobble animals in the back of a car. And he's, but you could tell that when Biden delivered this, he looked at him and was like,
"Yeah,
oh, that was good, you motherfucker."
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah. I mean, to me, the thing about the speech that was like revelatory or whatever is like he really they are dumb people.
Yeah,
they are dumb people. And he kind of laughed at him.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, they're just not that impressive. They're insane Nazis on that side, but they're dumb fucks, and they have nothing.
That was probably one of my favorite moments of the whole thing.
Yeah.
When he announced the humanitarian aid for Gaza and the port, we're gonna fucking build. The Republicans didn't stand.
You know,
Republicans didn't stand.
They didn't stand for like that tax credit they wanted to give first time home buyers that are using federally funded loans. I'm trying to think why anybody would be against that. Why not a tax break for that? Do you think people don't want that? Or the $200 gap on prescriptions
don't want
and the thing about the insulin. I mean,
they want tax breaks for billionaires, not for regular people.
But to me, it's a nutty time because all that is fine. And the good thing about that, it's trending toward more progressive things. Trump had Viktor Orban at that Mar-a-Lago over the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Or this week or whatever. And that's who he is.
I love him.
It is terrifying to me. I didn't even, you know, if Joe Biden's speech would have sucked, it wouldn't have changed my vote because I don't want that Nazi in the White House again. And so I am voting in a way to keep him out of the White House. And everybody should vote like that.
Meanwhile, counter programming.
Yes.
That was going on.
Yes.
Donald J. Trump. Was beset with technical difficulties.
Is that why?
Because of course it was.
Wait, what was his counter programming? I just thought he would be on Truth.
He had a. Let me see. I'm looking for the Trump had promised retorts throughout the speech posted on Truth Social, but the live commentary ended up being an embarrassing flub as his website crashed before Biden began and was out for most of the speech.
He was going to do a live
tweeting of it.
So wait, when you say his website crashed, is that truth?
Yeah.
Well, I saw some of the truths that he was tweeting out.
Well, they eventually came fixed it an hour later.
Yeah, he is. He's weird, man. I mean, the
app was spotty too, but Trump was able to get out a few comments on Biden's appearance and demeanor, criticizing his hair and a lipstick mark he spotted on his rival's face, as well as upbraiding the president for coughing. He looks so angry when he's talking, which is a trait of people who know they are losing it. The anger and shouting is not helpful to bringing our country back together.
What are you doing? I mean, he was the coughing was a weird thing he was obsessed with, man. It's like the guy coughed and he was also obsessed with Biden's punctuality, man. He's like, he's starting 10 minutes late. Did you see those truths about that, about him being late?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I mean, it was just all such bullshit.
And how they're going to have to drive so fast to get there on time from the White House.
When Trump did turn to policy, he took credit for the country's recovery when Biden brought up the COVID-19 pandemic. He slammed Biden over high inflation, complained about electric cars, and his opponent's record on helping veterans.
Yeah.
He made no direct retort on Biden's most strident criticism, satisfying himself with a post simply crying, all caps, Trump derangement syndrome.
I saw that one. That's good, too.
Biden berated Trump's controversial claim that illegal immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country and for separating migrant children from his parents. He also took shot at Trump's ban on entries from Muslim majority countries.
Yeah.
So that was going on, even though he was Truth Social was glitching. Might have been because there were too many people, to be honest.
Yeah, everybody
was looking to see what that asshole would say.
I mean, it's just so weird.
I didn't check.
He started. He was losing his mind because Biden was running late and he thought the State of the Union started late. And he was like, oh, my God, he's touching everybody after he coughed. I mean, he there's one tweet. It was just like, oh, the coughing. Enough with the coughing. That was it.
And then, Ryan, we got to basically meet. I didn't know anything about this person.
Yeah.
Apparently, Alabama has a different senator that's quite the asshole.
Oh, my God. But it's a state senator, right?
And I think, let me see.
Where did they Where did they dig this work up from? I mean, my God. I'm going to get my coffee.
No, she's a United States senator. See, we don't even know because Tuberville just overshadows her so much. So they somehow picked Katie Britt to deliver the Republican rebuttal to the State of the Union. And one thing that was pretty hilarious about it is that the party that wants to make sure that the women stay barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen.
Yes.
She was in a kitchen.
Well, yeah, I thought, well, you know, she was talking, it was hitting us over the head with the fact that we're missing people from our kitchens because these migrants are killing people over here. That was the message, right?
I didn't listen to that much of it.
I listened to about 10 minutes of it before I got totally creeped out. But that was definitely the message. The message is because Biden had that says that thing about after the pandemic, you know, there are people missing from our kitchen tables and stuff like And he said that a few times.
Still a bad idea.
Oh, it was a horrible idea. And I want to know. It looked like a television set to me. Whose kitchen is that? Is that really her kitchen? Are they on a set somewhere? I mean, it was bizarre.
And just the way she talks.
I mean, it was like watching a very bad on-camera audition. That's exactly
what
she did.
I never could have imagined what my story would entail. To think about what the American dream can do across just one generation, in just one lifetime. It's truly breathtaking.
Oh, my God.
Take a fucking breath because you're annoying the hell out of us.
She said breathtaking like that. Breathtaking. She said she's such a bad public speaker. She said breathtaking like that because she felt like you had to hear her breath when she said it.
Yeah.
She's that horrible.
Have we mentioned that she's the Republican senator from Alabama?
I can't believe she is, though. I assumed she was a state senator.
And then she saucily had the top button of her blouse unbuttoned, but so she could display her big gold cross.
Oh, yes.
To let us know she's the bride of Christ.
I saw somewhere, I forget, maybe it was a comment on something, so I don't know if it's true, but someone said that was a pricey piece of jewelry.
Is it?
Yeah, no, it was like $1,000 cross or some shit. Who knows? I don't fucking know.
Right now, God, the American dream has turned into a nightmare for so many families.
Oh, she's so bad.
I know.
She is so bad.
The worst on camera audition.
It really is a bad audition.
You've ever fucking
seen. Two actors here.
And, you know, it's just, you know, this was for an audience of one. This is for Donald Trump. Somebody wants to be Trump's VP. That's all this bullshit is. I don't know where you find this person. God, I.
The true unvarnished state of our union begins and ends with this. Our families are hurting.
Our families are hurting. I can't play anymore. She's so awful.
No,
she's really
crazy.
So awful.
It's literally insane, and it's very Handmaid's Tale. And I have to say that there's these long sections where she is talking about these violent migrants. And listen, she might as well have done the Heil Hitler deal because it is, I mean, it is naked fascism. It is pure fucking fascism, that horrible drivel she was spewing from her nasty little Nazi mouth. That it was all fascism. Horrible shit.
I know we have a lot of problems. So Republicans have frustration, and he's trying to blame Republicans for him mishandling the war. And he is really fighting Putin on social media. Like, really, he's a tough guy, and he slow-walked the aid, never had strategy. I mean, it's really sad to see that where we are with that war. So I think majority Republicans have a frustration, rightly so. I belong to the same group with what's happening right now.
This is a member of Congress from Indiana, Victoria Spartz, and I'm trying to, is that Polish? It might be Russian.
Is she a Republican?
But it sounds awfully, yeah.
Okay.
That's why she's shitting on Biden.
Which war is she talking about? Well, which war? I mean,
I'm assuming Ukraine.
The Ukraine is a war.
Or she's Ukrainian.
Yeah, the other one isn't a war.
That's why she sounded Russian-ish Eastern European. Member of the Republican Party. She used to be in the Indiana Senate.
Okay. Well, I didn't know they had a Senate or anything. Sorry, guys. I just assumed you just kind of figured it out as you went along.
The panel of elders.
Was that Mike Pence's state?
Yeah.
Yo.
Sad to see that where we are with that war. So I think majority Republicans have a frustration, rightly so. I belong to the same group with what's happening right now. And he pushed now in a very long war. And okay, he's planning to, you know, to do long war, but he never even got industry involved. So what is he thinking about that? I think it's a serious situation, but he's just talking BS. I mean,
he never got industry involved. What is she talking about?
I don't know. Is she pro-Russian?
Well, that's what I'm waiting for.
Ukrainian.
She's kind of not saying it, but she's behind the party that wants to fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, the Republicans have the same agenda as Putin, and I would also say that, I mean, are we supposed to ignore the fact that their star witness against Biden in this impeachment bullshit is taking information from a Russian spy? And maybe is a Russian spy?
Never really was serious to deter the war, fight Putin, and only just does grandiose statement.
And obviously Ukraine, aid for Israel, Ukraine, still hanging in the balance of Congress right now. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, we appreciate your
time
this evening.
And we have to do the border security, too. Yes. And that is also BS that he was talking about. Like, he's trying to do something. I mean, it's not even funny, I'll tell you, because...
I mean, it's not even funny.
So she is.
It's also the BS.
Is she Republican? And she's 100%. But listen, she's upset that we aren't sending money to Ukraine.
But she said, you know, he was going to do something to combat Putin, and then he doesn't do anything. Well, it's because you guys are holding up whatever he wants to do.
And also, you know, you need to. Are you sure you're in the right party, though? Because your party doesn't want to combat Putin. I would even say there are people in your party that actually do Putin's bidding. I'm trying to understand why they wouldn't want to fund a war in Ukraine to keep Putin out of Europe. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Speaking of the senator from Alabama, her co-senator,
yes,
had nothing but gushing praise. Had his first boner since the Mel Gibson Jesus movie.
Oh wow! Yes,
and he. Where is this interview? I thought I had it on video, but I don't. Senator Tommy Tuberville praised fellow Republican Katie Britt for playing the role of a housewife.
God, please. Alabama, is there anyone? Please don't send anybody else into your government. Enough with you. Oh, jeez. He's from Alabama, right?
Here it is. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That many say he just went on and was more divisive and delivered a campaign speech, not a State of the Union speech. Before we let you go, your fellow Senator Katie Britt gave the GOP response last night. She's getting some interesting reviews. Some didn't like the fact she was in her kitchen.
Most, and even a lot of Republicans online are like, get the fuck rid of her.
I mean, but this is, Republicans said that. Why? What did she say that you don't agree with?
I don't think they like her.
No. They are not allowed to not like her because she does everything they like. She says everything you like. That is bullshit. You're embarrassed of her because she looked insane, but that is who you are. And you are Trump too, and you're just not outspoken like that. This Handmaid's Tale troll is at least fucking honest. Like Trump, at least they're outward Nazis. That's how you really feel.
Table, of course, the left will find a criticism about any conservative woman, in my opinion. How do you think she did? Some chatter was that she may have been on a short list and being eyed by Trump as a potential VP. Katie Britt's performance last night, in your opinion, Senator Tuberville?
Yeah. Well, considering the circumstances, I thought she did very well. And, you know, she's a mom. She's a housewife. She's around people in a young age. And if you just see what the left is doing, they're going after families. They're going after separating families, taking the dad out of the family. They're going after kids.
They're going after separating families? Are you fucking kidding me?
Listen, she's not the only person in government around people at a young age, Matt Gaetz as well.
Right. And who's the party of family separators?
It's their party. It's their party.
Separating families, taking the dad out of the family. They're going after kids in the schools, not allowing them to learn to read, write, and do arithmetic. They're being indoctrinated in all these pronouns and all these books that are in the library about sexuality. I thought Katie was a very good choice. She did a very good job. It's a hard job to do to come out and criticize, but she had one point to make. You know, she didn't have enough time to go and, you know, criticize everything Joe Biden had talked about. She had the narrative of talking about family. And that's what Republicans are for. Democrats are against family. So I thought it was a good narrative. I thought Katie did a good job. And and again, it's very hard to do. And unfortunately, people are going to criticize people that do anything in public.
Right.
Absolutely. Well said, Senator Tommy.
What?
They're going to criticize anybody that does anything in public.
God, you're so stupid. Go back to your normal activities. You should be licking a light socket or something.
Senator Tommy Tuberville, what a pair you guys have. I mean, we can't talk. I can't.
No, listen, we saw one of our senators, they were at the SOTU. And listen, Mark, you let yourself go, dude. Rubio looks like he's a guy that day drinks. Like all day, like he just sits at a bar. He looks like shit.
Well, he might.
They kept cutting to him, and it was like, ew.
You know who really looks awful? It's Lindsay.
Oh, he looks like shit.
Doesn't he look really, like...
Absolutely.
Like, really bad? I mean...
Looks like shit. It's stressful, though. It's stressful.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Well, you know, you're working as a senator, but you're also doing Putin's bidding. That's stressful. It's a lot of work.
So also we've got It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
These people are so fucking dumb. If God exists, I mean, don't make any more people. You need to refigure out. You need a 2.0 human version.
Let me just leave you with this. Oh, really? Oh, really? You want to fix the border now? Oh, my God. Excuse me. I never use this. What an asshole. What an asshole.
Split back.
The way he was talking down to anybody who disagreed with him in his lies about the border. What a colossal fucking asshole. Wow.
This colossal is... fucking asshole, says Glenn Beck of Biden.
Wonderful.
What a great speech.
Yes.
That's all I have to say.
Well, wait one second. What is Glenn Beck wearing, number one?
He looks like he's wearing a Boy Scout uniform. It's what is that? It's a blue polo shirt,
Glenn,
but he's got like weird.
What happened?
It's got like weird badges on it. Like, I don't know what the fuck he's
Look like the L. Bean Doughboy, little Nazi, but now it's just like you're dressing like shit. But
maybe he's got a side job as a super somewhere.
This is great feedback for this speech because this is the kind of thing I've been wanting because he's saying it's condescending. But Glenn, let me explain something. When the other side is incredibly wrong, like wrong to the point they're being fascist, it's Biden's duty
and
to
mockery.
Be condescending to them.
Mockery
You're
is
stupid.
Effective. Mockery is effective.
Well,
against
it's appropriate.
Fascism. Seriously. And
yes.
This is what we need to do more of.
In his lies.
Because look at the butthurt in these people. Look at the butthurt. They got Glenn Beck to say colossal fucking asshole on air.
I'm just kind of, I mean, you know, Glenn Beck is, of course, full of shit, but it's nice to have you back on the show, Glenn.
Read with him. In his lies about the border, what a colossal fucking asshole. Good night, everybody.
Mic drop.
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
You know, you're not what you used to be, Glenn. You lost a few. You lost a few steps in your wardrobe. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But still, you know.
So,
why did Bill Cosby who raped Bill Cosby in that drop?
The media, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know.
I think wasn't that the gist?
You know, I get so much Bill Cosby in my feed fan groups because I don't know how it happened. I saw Facebook showed me his page and I went on it and I clicked on it and all these people are saying what they like about Bill Cosby and I'll reply to some of the comments like, well, just make sure you put an extra thick napkin or maybe just take your drink with you to the bathroom. And they don't like that. But because I engage in that, now I get every Bill Cosby thing. It's fucked up my Facebook.
And Weimar, of course, was the birth.
Jesus Christ.
Who is that?
Jeez,
man.
Where can I adjust this volume, y'all? There it is.
They're just the worst people. All of these people, these Jesus America first Nazis, you know?
This is the uncut version. I don't have 9 minutes. I want to see if there's some clips.
God.
Out there.
You know, somebody was, I forgot who was complaining about it. They were complaining. Some Republican was complaining that Biden mentioned Ukraine too early in his speech. And it's like, it's the United States of America. We're not Ukraine. You know, maybe he's confused. I don't necessarily understand that.
The first remedies that Hitler and the National Socialists had to offer, one of the quickest ways that they knew to rid the public square of the perverted filth that was corrupting and destroying their country.
Well, he's speaking wistfully.
Yes.
Of how the Nazis.
Oh, good.
Got rid of the filth in their country.
Right. See, this is, you know that movie that Brad Pitt is in where they go off and they kill all
Inglorious
the
Bastards?
Inglorious Bastards, because there's a lesson there. He let this one Nazi go, but he wanted to make sure that everybody knew he was a Nazi.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, and he carved a swastika in the guy's fucking forehead. And the lesson there is it's easier if the Nazis are honest, I think, about who they are. Like, thank you, Stu. We appreciate it. We understand you're a Nazi. You love Hitler.
March Madness!
We're ready for March
Madness. Stu?
That's a fucking ad.
Yeah. Is he still rapping, Stu Peters? Or
I would think probably not.
Why not? I mean, he's got a platform. He could sell his rap.
Ich befürchte, dass keiner von Ihnen ein einziges Wort Deutsch spricht. Es sind Freunde aus Italien. Dies hier ist der hervorragende Sensationsdarsteller Enzo Gorlone. Ein sehr talentierter Kameramann.
So she's introducing, this is Brad Pitt meeting the German guy for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And she's explaining in German that they don't speak any German.
Right.
All they speak is Italian. Here's where Brad Pitt speaks.
Yo, this is so fucking funny. It's good shit.
Signori, questo è un vecchio amico mio, Colonnello Hans Landa della SS.
This is an old friend, Colonel Hans Landa of the SS.
Buongiorno. Signori, è un piacere. Gli amici della vedetta ammirata da tutti noi qui.
The friends of our cherished star, admired by all of us. This is outright jewel of our culture. This is the German, of course, speaking perfect Italian.
Ma proprio della nostra cultura saranno naturalmente accolti sotto la mia protezione per la durata del loro soggiorno.
Oh, good job. You translated all that?
No. Grazie.
Is he eating something?
Gorlomi.
Grazie.
He's eating something, isn't he?
Actually, no. He's got he's got note cards in his hand.
Oh, that's weird.
But anyway.
That guy always eats in his movies.
Place of the transgenderism and gay rights movements that have once again reared their ugly heads to plague Western Christian society, especially America.
Does he have any other speed?
Of this was happening with the full blessing of the Weimar government, which was largely controlled by Jews.
Okay. There you go.
Does Stu ever break away and he's like, okay, here's a traffic report and the weather coming up for the weekend? Is he just full Nazi the whole time?
His whole point of this segment.
Yes.
Here.
One of the quickest ways that they knew to rid the public square of the perverted filth that was corrupting and destroying their country was to smash up the Institute of Sexual Research and other places like it, to storm perverted libraries, perverted bookstores, and burn all of their transgender manuals, all of their porn,
manuals?
All of their disgusting literature on leading homosexual lifestyles, on having sex with children and animals, and anything else that you could imagine, and probably some things that you can't even imagine.
What the hell is going on in German libraries, according to this guy?
Well, you know,
the same shit they think's going on in our library.
Absolutely. Now it's the same shit. It's like they want to remove anything that is not about straight white Aryan fucking white European Anglo-Saxon bullshit.
Imagine they did exactly what reasonable people would do if given the opportunity. When it comes down to the old Nazi book burnings, as they call them, it was justified. It was great.
What?
It was awesome.
What?
Period. Point blank.
Okay.
They went straight to the pornographers. They went straight at the perverts. They went straight to the purveyors of transgenderism and homosexuality, and they took their works and they set fire to them so they...
I think we need to keep an eye on Stu.
I think Stu... Maybe he got some of the drugs that were going around at the White House. He got some of that Provigil or some shit. God, boy, he really took, he's earning that Nazi merit badge right now, I think.
And one of the most disgusting, most revolting figures of the entire Weimar Republic was a man called Magnus Hirschfeld. Hirschfeld was a Jewish physician and self-proclaimed sexologist who pioneered transgenderism at his Berlin-based Institute for Sexual Research. Hirschfeld himself was a homosexual. He was the father of transgenderism. He was the first person to perform a male-to-female tranny operation way back in 1931. He castrated a gay guy who later died after a botched attempt to transplant a woman's uterus into his male body and allow him to carry a child.
Excuse me. Where is this coming from?
I haven't verified Stu's information.
To me, it sounds like you listen to someone like yourself and then ran with the story. You know what I mean? I would say You've been listening to Stu Peters. If I heard someone say this, I guess. Like, who are you listening to then?
So there's Stu.
I mean, this makes me think about all these things these right-wing nut jobs talk about on these weird podcasts. I mean, did he invent this one, or is this Alex Jones, or is this...
Here he is yesterday.
Michael Savage or some shit.
It's almost a criminal offense to be a Russian sympathizer, if it's not a criminal offense. I don't know. If I go over to interview Vladimir Putin, I mean, look what happened to Tucker. He's being sanctioned in the EU. I mean, people are calling for him to hang for treason. I don't know exactly what's going on there. But this is the exact same reason why you can't ask questions about Hitler. It's why you can't look into history. It's why you can't talk about him. And if you do, you're a sympathizer to Nazis, right? Yeah, well, because, of course.
Have Stu, you heard yourself today, Stu?
Stu, there's a difference between watching a documentary on Hitler and then going to interview Vladimir Putin, where a lot of it, you get on your knees and just suck his dick while he explains to you the history of Russia per his bullshit.
Vladimir Putin protects the interests of his people and protects children there by ridding his country of this pornographic filth. And that has to be destroyed for the same reason the real truth about Hitler has to be destroyed. And that's because the goal here, the benchmark for success,
the real
is when
truth about Hitler.
What is, who is, I mean, is that what we're doing right now with this maggot culture? Is that what the maggot culture is involved in right now? They are,
yeah, that's what it's,
they are relearning,
boiling down to
Hitler history and who Hitler was.
Well, rewriting
oh
Hitler
my God.
History and who Hitler was.
God, did you not watch any of the Indiana Jones movies? I mean, God, it's not enough.
Sadly, it's that in reverse, maybe.
These Republicans missed the first version of Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze. That they don't understand that the Russians are the bad guys. Maybe you never saw Hunt for Red October. You know? But now it seems like someone has to sit you down and explain that no matter what Stu Peters says about this person that had a uterus put, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Hitler was bad.
And these vile, disgusting creatures have legal, unfettered sexual access to children.
Martin Luther said, give me a child before they're 4 years old and I will own their mind for life. And that's why you see them pushing free, not only kindergarten, but pre-K. It's very simple. They just want to diddle kids.
Anybody? Well, that's why the Republicans don't want to fund pre-K.
Yeah,
they want the kids all to themselves in the youth pastor.
Oh yes, that's right. They hate kids or they're raping them. There you go.
Anybody who's raised children knows that if you don't get your values into that child as soon as possible, they can be led astray in any direction by somebody who does.
This is what I mean when I say that
that's what Matt Gaetz says he does.
Who is talking with
his values? Oh, those underage girls.
Boy, Matt Gaetz looked creepy at the thing.
Sit next to Boebert. I have a hand check. Like,
yeah, really. I mean, and nobody brought a vape, too.
I was wondering. They were probably bidding on who got to sit next to Bobo.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's Stu. Lucy is fucking Stu.
Who is he talking to, though?
I don't know.
Do we know? Some loon.
Oh, Peter Quinones, host of the Peter Quinones show.
Oh, that's what I thought. Quinones, nice meeting you, Peter. Good job with your show, and nice get with Steve.
And Stu posted this clip of himself, by the way.
What do you mean?
This clip I just played, it was Stu posted it himself.
Well,
and he says,
and
he tweets, because of course he's on X, the only way to save this country is through a full authoritarian takeover where leadership roots out evil and re-educates our nation to Christ.
Just, you know, the thing about some of these Nazis that's really disturbing is just they're so intense.
We are not voting our way out of this, he says.
Oh, my God. What does that mean, Stu?
What do you mean, what does it mean? We know exactly what it means.
Take a breath, motherfucker. Come on. Jeez.
Stu Peters, man, losing his fucking marbles.
You got to keep an eye on these right-wing nut jobs because they are getting, like, Stu is to the point where if he shows up for an interview, don't think it's the wrong way. We got to run a, like, an explosive searching dog over their fucking bags or something. He sounds like a crazy person.
I wonder if he does any drugs.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Do different drugs, because these drugs make you sound like an extremist. And that's a nice way to put it, I think.
I think, yeah, he's out of his fucking skull.
Please, it's like, God. That's not the guy you want to sit next to on a plane.
Oh, Christ.
Get in your like Uber share ride with or some shit like that. Smoke some weed, Stu, or something, or I don't know. I hope, so hopefully when he's asleep at night, there's restraints.
Let's see. We've got,
you know, that is the first biblical command for all rulers and all persons in authority is to worship God. It's all over the Bible. Look at the cycle of Israel and all the kings and the rulers that came along, and they obeyed and had blessing. And then when they disobeyed, they had curses.
Yes.
But the overriding command to every person and every king, every state rep, every county commissioner, doesn't matter what level.
Okay.
That is to worship God and to love him.
Get good.
And if you're not doing that,
he's going to burn in hell.
Then you're out of his will.
Right.
Because all government is established by God.
Yes, of course.
This is, of course, a Texas state representative.
Yeah, I don't recognize who this is.
Representative Matt Schaefer. I don't know if we played him before. This is a new one.
You know, Matt. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just
this guy. This sucks. Is on Christians Engaged Live.
Stay away from me, Christians.
Said that every elected official at every level is obligated to worship God.
Wait. Can you start from the beginning real quick again? What?
Every elected official at every level is obligated to worship his God.
Oh, let me get out the knee pads.
Be more specific.
Jeez, we get it. You're Christian. Good God. They really don't have anything else to talk about or anything else to even... Does nothing else occupy your mind? Does any of these... Do you guys play guitar or something?
If you're not doing that, then you're out of his will. Because all government is established by God.
Oh, God.
And if you're not doing it his way, then you're in disobedience. There's only two courses. There's obedience or rebellion. And those are really the only two options for any elected official.
Yes.
Obedience or rebellion.
You know, I know that these people are, they what they say is insane and stupid and fucking Nazi-esque. No, well, not very Nazi-like.
Well, it used fascist. To be funny.
Yeah, it's just crazy. But he didn't, this guy's so stupid too. I mean, wait, did you say he was in the government?
He's a state rep.
I forgot.
State representative.
Oh, my God. In Texas. Oh, my God. I've had it with these Republicans. It's Katie Britt. I don't know what she's on. She's on some fucking PCP. This guy's on PCP. Get a fucking hobby, motherfuckers. Is there anything else?
You know, in the book of James, it talks about pure religion. And that's, you know, taking care, going to the widow and the orphan in their distress.
Shut up.
That is pure religion. And if you look at that word orphan.
Orphan?
When a woman has gone into a Planned Parenthood clinic and she's sitting in the waiting room and she's filling out the paperwork and she signs that bottom line, that consent, for that doctor to kill her child, and puts the pen down the clipboard and hands it back to the nurse. In that moment, that child has become an orphan because no earthly mother or father stands there to protect that little girl or little boy anymore.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. With this guy, if does he think that when a woman swallows something, it comes out her vagina? This is what he sounds like. They're so stupid. Fuck them. You're an idiot. Who is this? Matt Schaefer.
This is Matt Schaefer.
Is there a reading test? Is there any kind of aptitude test you have to take to be... What state is this fuck from?
Texas.
Texas. What? Sometimes I don't understand. Like, is Katie Britt really a senator in the U.S. Senate?
Yeah.
The Senate of the U.S.
Yes.
I don't understand how that works. Is there no test where it's like... Dude, here's a reading comprehension test just to see what's up. You know what I mean? Nothing like that.
Hello, I'm Pastor Mark Burns, founder of Burns Military Christian Academy.
Boy, that sounds like fun.
Military Christian Academy.
This Jesus thing.
Exactly what Jesus would want.
Listen, you crazy fucking theocrat bottoms. I don't know what you want from life. Do you ever think, oh, I wish I want to go to... Just think of an activity that is not sucking Jesus's dick, and you never consider, like, I'm going to go to Six Flags a day. You know? I'm
gonna you dick. Dick!
Yeah, and ride a roller coaster and have a pretzel that's very big.
Hello, I'm Pastor Mark Burns, founder of Burns Military Christian Academy. I'm so thrilled to announce the establishment of our new institution, a beacon of hope and opportunity for our children, designed to combat the growing influence of the woke agenda in American public schools.
We are going to suck the woke agenda right all out of your kids.
You know, earlier in the show, I said after watching, yeah, I'm sorry, that's funny. I thought I was like, I feel like the GOP should be put under plexiglass because it's so scary. But now listening to all these people, I want to be under plexiglass. I think that's the move. Because fuck these lunatics. And I don't want to live in a world where these people walk around. Oh, God. Shit. Who is that guy again? Is he a senator?
That's Pastor Mark Burns. He ran for office a few times.
Oh, that's
fortunately,
nice.
Shockingly, didn't make it.
Yeah, that's weird, Mark. I'm surprised they didn't take you in. they love this shit, man. You guys love this shit so much. You don't like anything else but this Jesus shit.
Oh, this is from yesterday. I didn't. I didn't mean it to become a Stu Peters fest, but you got to hear this one. Ugh.
When the whole country is falling apart, you look to who's leading it, and you have all these unelected Jews, and you're like, oh my God, it's all the Jews. God, and then I go on Alex Jones, and I'm like, look, this is a big problem, the Jews.
And you're like, oh my God, it's all the Jews. Did you hear them?
Yes, he said that on Alex Jones.
Yeah.
I wonder if, I'm not saying Alex Jones is not anti-Semitic. That's not what I mean.
I think Alex I think we played the clip. Now that I remember.
Alex is scared of Stu Peters.
I think Alex was kind of like, hey, well, yeah.
Alex is in a gigantic civil lawsuit for saying things, for defaming people. And he's maybe not ready to have some, I don't know how. Stu Peters is like a bull in a china shop, I guess.
If you do not vote, I've said this many times, you do not vote and you inadvertently allow the other side to get in, because you know, I don't want to vote for Trump, the other side's going to get in, they are going to put in place wicked policies. Right. You are to blame for those wicked policies. So we need to be mature adults and choose the one who's going to put in the better policies. And if you don't know what that is, you're very ignorant. Maybe you shouldn't vote, but I got to tell you something. This is hard. The reason I get so animated, emotional, this affects people.
Meanwhile, that audio is their fault. It sounds like they have their gate set too high and there's a lot of noise in the background.
Yes.
So when he pauses, it goes, you can hear when he starts talking,
they're
you can
fucking
hear the
it up
shh in the background.
You know, the funny,
but then because they've got their gate set too high, it is doing that. Sounds like.
Am I right to say in this clip that this guy isn't really said which side he's for in this little thing?
Oh, well, you can probably take a guess.
Okay. I get so animated, emotional. This affects people. You care about kids in the inner city? You better care about who's the mayor and the governor and the president, because their lives are being made miserable. Their lives are being destroyed by wicked leaders and wicked policies. And so people kind of say, well, wow, I don't want to dirty my hands and vote for Donald Trump or whatever. That is childish. That's virtue signaling. And,
yes.
And God will judge you for sitting on your hands when his people are, you know, hungry.
Listen.
His people are hungry.
His people are not hungry. They're thirsty. They're thirsty for
blood,
Donald Trump. Yeah, it's not like hunger. They're like hard for him.
That's Eric Metaxas, by the way. Metaxas. We played him before. He's got his own
you're a wacko.
Podcast bullshit, whatever. Wait,
I don't know. Hey, listen, man. Do you remember when Trump was president?
Kinda.
Okay.
Sure.
Do you remember him passing any legislation that would help inner city kids or even giving a fuck about that?
No.
It just doesn't seem like his thing. So I don't know Eric Metaxas's point here is. Makes sense. I know. Jeez, man.
Meanwhile, Trump coughed up 91 mil.
Trump coughed up? Yes.
Did
he really?
Yeah, to bond for his civil defamation case against or from E. Jean Carroll. He had to put up like $91.6 million.
God, give her that money. Just give her the money.
In order to file for appeal because he got to bond out because if the appeals court
right
doesn't take it or just sends it, you know, says, fuck off, we're not taking the case.
Yeah.
Then the money goes instantly to E. Jean.
If I'm E. Jean, I'm like, pay me, please, because I need time to buy my place in Paris. So on the off chance this lunatic gets elected, I'm in its country where they won't extradite me. That's what she needs the money for.
Meanwhile, something called the Federal Insurance Company.
I don't know.
Is the company underwriting Trump's bond?
Nine. Is this like some Saudi Arabian shell?
Well,
or some
the company underwriting the $91.6 million bond Trump paid today
yes.
in his civil defamation case is part of the insurance group whose appraisal of Trump's triplex in 2010 was foiled because, quote, Mrs. Trump was sleeping.
What?
According to federal records.
What is a triplex? What is that?
Three-floor apartment.
Oh, okay. Oh, they didn't appraise it because...
Three next to each other, like a duplex is two next to each other, right? So triplex would be...
This is New York place?
Somewhere.
Melania was sleeping.
The Federal Insurance Company secured Trump's bond in the New York defamation case brought by E. Jean Carroll. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filings show the company is a principal member of Chubb, C-H-U-B-B, the century-old insurance corporation based in New Jersey.
Yes.
That has a history of working with Trump.
Right.
Chubb Insurance appears in New York Attorney General Letitia James's complaint against Trump in his civil fraud trial. At the heart of that fraud case stood the Trump Tower triplex, the size of which New York prosecutors argued had been fraudulently inflated
yes.
to increase its appraisal value. And when
they added like 20,000 square feet or something.
When Chubb Insurance sent an appraiser to determine the value of the apartment
yes.
in 2010, he was not allowed to see the primary bedroom because, quote, Mrs. Trump was sleeping.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a bedroom. What's the guy going to see in there that's going to affect anything? He knows it's a bedroom. Jeez. Really? Melania was asleep and nobody could wake? Is Trump afraid to wake Melania up? Does she get mad?
From the appraiser's summary, notes that he was only allowed a brief tour of the apartment led by Trump himself. He reported, although I was able to spend slightly longer than 15 minutes in the house, the appointment was conducted at a speed directed by Mr. Trump,
yes.
and there was not ample time to take measurement while on site.
Right.
I was unable to see the master bedroom and Mrs. Trump's dressing room per request of Mr. Trump, parentheses, Mrs. Trump was sleeping.
That's right. That's right. Is it also true that after he did the appraisal, Trump made him take some Versed so he wouldn't remember anything that happened?
Chubb is also tied to the Trump International Chubb. Hotel and Tower in Chicago.
Chubb.
On accusations, according to a Bloomberg report on accusations that the property improperly used the Chicago River water for its cooling system. Of course it did.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so this is in Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh. So wait, so that means they polluted the Chicago River? You know, how could you even tell? But
so there he goes. This sounds like this shady insurance company that's
yeah.
worked with him before.
Sure,
and were the underwriters on this? So he didn't cough up the money,
and they appear in the complaint, right?
In some capacity, yeah.
yeah.
As you know, because they were. Because of the appraisals.
No. You know, I remember the Chicago River is pretty wild. I mean, it goes right through the city. And I remember looking in there and I think, God, I've never seen freshwater jellyfish before. And I'm like, no, those are condoms.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Those are rubber islands.
Yeah, there's a bunch of condoms in there. It's good. The fish have safe sex.
The... Let's see. Also in news, posted the bond.
Yay. Katie Britt is a fascist. She's a senator.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Last week, one of the highlights of our show, I think, was when we detailed a couple months worth of drug orders.
Oh, I loved
for
it.
For the White House.
Oh, so much.
Physician, Dr. Feelgood,
yes.
Dr. Ronnie Jackson.
Yes.
At the time.
Right.
Well, now, he got demoted.
What do you mean?
By the Navy.
Because of this story.
Yeah. The U.S. Navy has demoted Representative Ronnie Jackson of Texas.
Damn!
From, quote, retired Rear Admiral to retired Navy Captain.
Damn!
Due to, quote, inappropriate behavior while he served as White House physician under God. Trump.
God, Ronnie, all you had to do was not give out drugs like they're Mentos. Why? I mean, so that is actually someone, that's the Navy saying... the White House was too doped up, right?
Well, that he enacted inappropriately. The Washington Post brought the news to light, citing a current defense official and former U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity, blah, blah, blah. The demotion stemmed from a 2021 Pentagon Inspector General report that substantiated allegations about his inappropriate behavior as White House physician.
Oh my gosh. Well, wait, so if there was an investigation by the Inspector General of the Pentagon, so maybe they could, what happened with all those drugs? I mean, why in an investigation did they have did they find an explanation of why they needed that much Valium?
I don't know.
I mean, because that...
We know why they needed that.
Well, I know, but I mean...
Because they wanted it. A Navy official confirmed that the service took unspecified action against Jackson in the wake of the report, which found that Jackson berated subordinates in the White House medical unit. He made sexual and denigrating statements about female subordinates, consumed alcohol inappropriately with subordinates,
yes,
and consumed the sleep drug Ambien while on duty as president's physician.
What in the shit do you have to do to get fired sometimes? I wonder.
From the Trump White House?
No, well, I don't know.
Say something bad about Trump.
Yeah, that's right. He would have got fired if he didn't keep doling out these drugs.
At the time of the report, Jackson was classified by the Navy as a rear admiral, one-star admiral that is distinct from two-star, blah, blah, blah. The substantiated allegations in the Department of Defense Inspector General investigation find that Jackson are not in keeping with the standards of Navy requires of its leaders. As such, the Secretary of Navy took administrative action.
Yes. Okay. I mean, yeah, think about Ronnie Jackson was a rear admiral in the Navy. But at the same, he was an admiral. I mean, that takes a lot to get to that point. But yeah, he's also a guy that...
And a doctor. I mean, he's a real doctor.
I mean, you know, was Mike Flynn was a general, right?
Yes.
Okay, you just feel like that you wouldn't have problems with those kinds of people, I guess. I don't know. Ronnie Jackson sounds insane. Why did he have the Versed? Did they find that out? Because that's very creepy.
That's all the information. Why do you need
a drug that makes you forget what just happened in the White House and so much of it? It's It's
pump that through the air conditioner.
Jesus.
Faithless Friday. Look at the time flying past the top of the hour already. 10 minutes after. Thanks for listening. If you're buying shit through the Amazon link, it really helps. Scrubdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes.
This one is batshit.
Okay.
Even for Florida standards.
Oh, no. What happened?
The Florida, I believe it's passed.
Yes.
And I think maybe now we're waiting for Pudding Fingers to sign it.
Yes. He can write. Are we sure he can read and write and all that stuff?
The state's Republican-controlled Senate passed a bill to block localities.
Yes.
You know, these are the states' rights people and they keep big government out of our nose.
Yeah.
They love to pass these state. They hate when a town passes a law that they don't like.
Yes.
They've passed a bill blocking localities from implementing heat safety standards to protect workers. So in some states they have laws where they say if it's over X degrees, you have to provide water to your workers that are working outside.
Right.
Or water breaks at the very least. If it's over X degrees, you need 10 minutes an hour or, you know, whatever.
Stop virtue signaling.
The Republicans want to prevent any city or county from instituting that kind of a ordinance.
But it's water. It's what people drink to not die. And you're outside and it's hot. I mean, this ordinance should be, well, that's fine. It should be, that's fine, but we don't need it.
Right.
Because we understand as humans, other humans should have water. We should all have water.
Kim Smith knows how oppressive Florida's heat can be for workers. The telecommunications tech has spent almost 20 years climbing utility poles in the Tampa sun and crawling through unventilated attics to install cable. She can't imagine how hot the work will be in another decade or two. So she was disgusted this week when her state's Republican-controlled Senate passed this fucking bill.
Well, just walk it off. I know it's a heat stroke. Just walk it off.
People are going to die as a result of this legislation, she says.
It's weird to me that, these Republicans are such Nazis that they have no shame. They don't mind saying, no, I don't care if these people drink. Who gives a fuck?
As climate change leads to higher temperatures and longer, more intense heat waves, policymakers and regulators are looking for ways to protect vulnerable workers. Wait a second. Democratic policymakers and regulators. And that's not for an instant claim that the Republicans want anything to do with protecting workers.
No, in fact, they don't want to be bothered with bringing anyone water. It's water.
But even the most minimal safety standards are running into opposition from powerful industry groups and their Republican allies in federal and state governments.
I mean, so they're saying that if there's a construction crew working for the city and they're outside and it's hot, then nobody is required to give anybody water. They just bring your own water.
The Republican bill would invalidate a Miami-Dade County proposal that would require employers to provide outdoor workers with water, rest, and shade on hot days.
Fuck that! Fuck you!
God, what monsters. These Republicans are. They're just monsters.
It's fucking nuts. Sorry, I was plugging my phone in.
Oh. Would also bar any ordinance mandating heat safety training.
Ooh.
It would forbid requiring employers to hang posters on best practices for working in extreme temperatures.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't know.
The Senate and House passed different versions of the bill and still needed to reconcile them as of today, the last day of the session. If they fail to do that in time, they'll need to reintroduce it and try again later. So they may, even they may see how heinous that is, and I doubt it.
No. Listen, it's very woke of these people to expect their employers to give them water when they're working in an environment that's fatally hot. You know, think about Arizona and places like that. It's so hot there. It's hot in Florida and Alabama.
But Ryan, Florida would not be the first Republican-controlled state to take heat safety out of local government hands.
Show me Mississippi!
Texas.
Last year,
Texas lawmakers passed their own bill to preempt ordinances in Dallas and Austin.
Fuck you!
What is in Austin and Dallas? The entire fucking population of Texas.
So this,
and Houston and all blue areas.
Right.
Where they're like, hey, maybe we should not let the people climbing up on our phone poles drop dead of heat exhaustion.
It's water. They think it's too woke to want other humans to not die of thirst.
Those bills guaranteed workers water breaks.
Oh, that's nice. A water break? See, you not have anymore. too, it's not only you got to make these people give people water breaks.
The broadly worded legislation in Texas, dubbed by critics as the Death Star Bill,
yeah,
is designed to block other regulations related to labor and housing as well. It's the Republican evil fat fantasy.
There is not, you have to make people do the right thing in our country over and over again. And this is about giving a fellow human being water.
Republican attempts to head off heat-related regulations have outraged workplace safety advocates.
Yes.
Who say agricultural and construction workers are risking their lives in record-setting temperatures. Rich Templin, legislative and political director of Florida's AFL-CIO, says they literally don't care how many people die in the increasing heat. Florida has become a billionaire's playground.
Well, let's explain Florida in death, by the way. That is so right. That's very perceptive. They don't really care how many people fucking die. How about the pandemic?
COVID, yeah.
We don't know how many people fucking die because Puddenfinger shut down the apparatus to count the deaths or to account for anything that happened. They don't give a shit about any life that happens outside of a womb. They don't give a fuck.
Meanwhile, Republican backers of the bill say they want to avoid a patchwork of different regulations across the state that could confuse and burden employers. Well, they're confused.
Oh my God.
They're working in a county where you require water.
Right.
Oh, and the next one over doesn't. I'm very confused.
What's confusing? Here, let me help
you. You're vexing me.
No, let me help you with the confusion. Human beings drink water or they die.
The black ones?
Oh, yes, Pat. Believe it or not. Does Texas know that the Civil War is over?
But meanwhile, the AFL-CIO guy says safety advocates have been proposing basic statewide heat rules for years, and guess who's blocked them? The Republicans!
I mean, I'm honestly surprised there's no regulation. This doesn't exist anyway. This is a little surprising.
In Florida?
Yeah, there's nobody that says you have to give people water?
Well, the Republicans also say they just want to leave it to OSHA.
Right.
The federal.
Get
this.
Yes?
This is one of the times they like OSHA. That they want to get rid of.
But wait. OSHA is not for government jobs, though, right? OSHA is just for private companies. Or how's that work?
For, all it's the Occupational Safety Health Administration.
And that covers, like, county and city jobs.
Yes, and
shit like that.
But, regulations for big companies, too, I think.
So why aren't these
but
people...
But OSHA does not have a specific heat safety standard in place. Well,
put one in.
The agency is developing one, but it may never see the light of day if Trump wins the White House because he is an avowed foe of stronger safety regulations.
You know, OSHA, what are you putting... We're forming a anti-heat, pro-water policy. I mean... is it that fucking complicated? Once you get off your ass and do it before Man Baby possibly is back. I mean, why is it?
So this may or may not happen, it's got to be by today. I don't have the current news on it, but nonetheless.
We couldn't come up with a rule that says people have to be given access or an opportunity to drink water at work.
It's just cartoonish. It's stupid. Evil, isn't it?
It's like kind of.
They're
yes.
cartoon characters.
They are
villains.
They are. I would like to hear why it's taking OSHA so long to develop this. So that to me is the part of the story that's a little fucked up. I don't understand that. What are you developing? You're developing water.
The Republicans are probably saying they'll defund it if they will defund OSHA.
Yeah, it's insane. People need water.
Well, and let's not forget the Republicans would love to get rid of all labor laws. They want kids.
Absolutely.
They're getting rid of child labor laws in states.
Yes.
We did that story. They're trying to get rid of working from home.
That's
they're trying
right.
to get rid of anything.
Well, they're saying, "Listen, kid, you were a fetus and that you're very valuable to us, but now you're a child.
Now that you came out.
And we need you to go to work."
Of the vagina.
Absolutely. We need you to get to work right away. And as soon as you're able, old enough to own a car, we're going to pull you over and some cop is going to plant crack in your glove box.
Oh, if you're black, yeah.
Absolutely.
Or brown.
Yeah.
Especially. the video of Katie Britt being totally normal goes viral after State of the Union response train wreck. So it just shows what a bad actress she is.
Yeah, you could tell though. She
because there's
she
a
would...
video of her just being a normal person.
Right. Oh, I don't. That's fake. She is a horrible Nazi. You know, she. I felt like I watched this and I'm like, I think in her mind she's killing it. In her mind, she killed it. You know what I mean? She think. I think she thinks she did a good job.
Hey, y'all, Katie Britt here. I am looking forward to delivering the Republican response to the State of the Union. So tune in.
Wow. Fuck you.
That was her being normal.
Fuck you, Nazi. I like it
the
when
paperwork.
I like it when she's not normal because it's clearer who she is.
Oh, it's creepier.
Yes, yes. Please do that because people shouldn't think you're this because you're not really this. You're that character. Actually, this thing that we just played is your character you're playing. That other thing that I saw, that's who you are. Nobody says that shit unless that's who you are. Like she was a, she straight up said, you know, immigrants, brown people are coming to rape you. That was her point. She is a fucking Nazi. That's not her being normal. Her being normal was on that video. The response was normal. This is a character she's playing.
Yeah.
She's a horrible
and terrifying
fucking what, like, fascist.
Like, does that appeal? Like you said, does that appeal to them?
Yes, it absolutely
does.
It does. Yes. Go look at them. All these lunatics at these Trump rallies. It is who the maggots are. This is definitely for the maggots. Just like Passion of the Christ was for the maggots. This is their religious anti-gay pro-Jesus fat fantasy. They love it. They love it. There are Republicans walking around today saying, oh, she did so great. We're so excited for her. This bullshit thing where they're embarrassed is that's a lie. You're lying. That's lies. See, she said everything they love. I listened to the fucking thing.
Meanwhile, Russia, Russia, Russia. You always hear the morons talk about that, and what about all the false charges against Trump? Like Russia, Russia, Russia. Even though we've said it a million times, the Mueller report lays out a pretty clear relationship with the Russians.
Yes.
As did the Republican-led Senate investigation, which literally said the Republicans at best, tolerated the assistance of the Russian-backed social media trolls and all that stuff.
You know, it's this election is really about America running against Putin. I mean, you know, it is Trump sitting there, but that Trump is doing nothing but bottoming for that fucking authoritarian and for all the other authoritarians. That's
now,
it.
Yeah,
that's what the race is about.
Well, now yesterday the New York Times had a report, that there are several sites,
yes,
that are news quote organizations,
okay,
across the nation that. Are you'll be surprised to learn they're disguising themselves as local news outlets, Ryan, but they're actually spreading Kremlin propaganda.
Nine! This is what they did in America first.
Yes.
This is the same thing. Same thing. A little bit louder, a little bit worse. The same shit.
Reporter Stephen Lee Myers wrote about sites with names like DC Weekly, the New York News Daily, the Chicago Chronicle, and the Miami Chronicle that had the appearance of being connected to an online network primed to surface disinformation ahead of the election in November.
Yeah.
Researchers he spoke to and unnamed government officials about these handful of fake news organizations, about five that they found so far, that represent a technological leap in Russia's efforts to find new platforms to dupe unsuspecting American readers.
You know, it's this kind of shit. This is why these no labels people should be fucking ashamed of themselves, because the whole premise of your bullshit party is a false equivalency to between Biden and Trump. Trump is Putin. Trump is the head of a party that is poisoned by Russia, that is actually just parroting what he wants. It's not a policy disagreement. You're insane, these no labels fuck faces.
The campaign, experts and officials say, appears to involve remnants of the media empire once controlled by Yevgeny Prigozhin, former associate of Putin's, whose troll factory, this is the guy that ran the troll factory, the Internet Research Agency, interfered in the 2016 presidential election. Prigozhin died in a plane crash outside Moscow in August after leading a brief... Oh, he was the mercenary dude.
Yeah.
After leading a brief military uprising. Yeah. But the continuation of his operations underscores the importance the Kremlin places on its information battles around the world. It's not clear who exactly has taken the helm.
You know, there's so much evidence out there that Republicans... they're like, Putin is up inside their shit. There's so much out there. And again, just relating this to that story about these no labels assholes, they are all smart enough to understand that that is the case, but yet they're still running as spoilers, knowing that they won't win, that they very well could get this Trump puppet elected. What's wrong with them? What is wrong with them?
The sites, which all seemingly have the same designs, all created on WordPress, post real news along with propaganda as a way to throw off potential readers. The shift to websites.
Throw off potential readers. And I'm thinking the target of these readers you're talking about, these readers that we're talking about, sure, it will throw them off if they can even read.
The shift to websites was intended to cast an aura of credibility to what's already being spread on social media. When the site uses titles that evoke actual newspapers, the Chicago Chronicle was once a real paper 100 years ago.
Yeah, and plus, they just bought a website that said the Chicago Chronicle, right?
It's easy to fool unsuspecting readers who might not trust social media, but might trust a local newspaper.
But you know, if you read an article, you look at where it's from, and you can click on the author and see what else they've written. There's all kinds of ways to not be fooled by these people, don't you think?
Yeah, but they want to be fooled. That's
true. That's the confirmation bias. Yeah, yeah. They don't want to know that an article about, I don't know, what happens when Joe Biden smells somebody's hair. You know what I mean? They want that to be real.
So there you go, New York Times.
God.
Commie Pinko liberal New York Times.
I just wish they wouldn't vote. Stay home, you maggots, please. You stupid fucks. And then listen, how great will this be? You can stay home and not vote. Biden will get elected, and you can still go to these Trump rallies, and you can still sit there and complain about him, and you can be the victim that you want to be. It's better for your horrible self if Biden wins, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what they like, perpetuating this victimhood or this weird, I don't know.
And who, you know... Where's the $400 million going to come from? What country is Trump going to be beholden to?
Well, if he
for
wins
the $400 million that they're going to float him for the bond for the New York case.
Well, that I don't know. I mean, I'm it's kind of weird to think about that. I mean, if he wins the presidency, why wouldn't he just get the money back? I mean, it's hard for me to believe that he's going to win the presidency and actually pay any of this or any of these cases will go forward. I mean, you know, because if he wins, we're in a different kind of world. We're in a different world with no rules, you know. I mean, I don't know.
The, let's see. Although, and another, he's got to cough up more money. You see this, and this is great. This is in London.
Yes.
He lost a court case. he was suing Christopher Steele's company.
Oh, okay.
The company that Orbis Business Intelligence.
Yes.
Intelligence. The consulting group founded by former MI6 officer Christopher Steele.
Yes.
Trump sued in London because of the claims that he engaged in sex acts with prostitutes and paid bribes to Russian officials.
Yeah. Dossier.
The case was dismissed in the UK.
Okay.
The judge noted that the case was bound to fail and ordered Trump to pay the company's legal bills.
Damn!
Of £300,000, which is $382,000.
Donald, pay up, buddy. God, that must have pissed him off.
In the new ruling, Trump, the judge ordered Trump to pay Orbis's full cost of dealing with the lawsuit. Steele was the author of the dossier that claimed Trump was compromised by the Russian security service. Orbis said the lawsuit should be thrown out because the report was never meant to be made public and was published by BuzzFeed without the permission of Steele or Orbis.
Well, whatever.
It also said the claim was filed too late. Judge Stein, who sided with Orbis in her February 1st ruling, issued an order several days later on the legal costs.
You know what the thing of that is, the crazy part? You read the dossier alleged that Trump was beholden to who? To Russia?
Yes.
Something. We really don't know exactly what that means.
That he was compromised by Russian security.
Okay, that's fine. But in what way? I mean, what happened? What really happened? What does that mean? What does that exactly entail? That's never been figured out.
Well, how would we know?
That's my point. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, if that, let's say that's true, which we figure it is, in what way? What did he do? We don't know what he fucking really. I mean, that should be, that should bother the shit out of people.
Point to a number of Republicans for that.
Yeah, I mean,
Ron Johnson?
I mean, to me, sometimes I feel like we're so used to the fact that, I mean, Trump has been around since, I don't know, politically since 2015-ish, right? Or
sure, yeah.
You know, and ever since he's been around, there's always been this Russia thing that follows him around. Yep. And we know
during the campaign in 2015, the sons, both of them, Cokie McSniff and the ugly one, said,
Aaron Trump or is it, it's Eric. Sorry.
Said that, Russia was their main income source.
Russia was
their main money source.
Yes. And they're getting loans from these banks in Russia.
And they denied it later.
I mean, to me, it's like, don't we need to figure that out at some point? Are we desensitized to that? Are we just used to the idea that, yes, Trump is compromised by Russia, full stop, and then we're done? What did he give away? What exactly specifically happened? I mean, I guess
quote, we don't rely on American banks. We have all the funding we need out of Russia.
Right, because you're like the Russian mafia. At some point, if the Russian mafia, these gangs, these banks that are owned by oligarchs are financing you, I mean, I don't know.
In 2014.
Oh, yeah. But anyway.
Well, I guess we'll never find out. It's crazy. But it's like no one. It's enough to know that he's in bed with Putin. But how?
And in terms of high-end product influx into the U.S., Russians, this is Junior.
Yeah.
Guys, in terms of high-end product influx in the U.S.
Product influx?
Russians make up a pretty disproportionate cross-section of a lot of our assets.
What do you mean? That means?
Say in Dubai.
Yeah.
And certainly with our project in Soho and anywhere in New York.
Yes.
We see a lot of money pouring in from Russia. There's indeed a lot of money coming for new builds and resale, reflecting a trend in the Russian economy and, of course, the weak dollar versus the ruble.
that seems like a lot of things just to volunteer, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it's like there's so, I mean, I'm just saying it's like it's this casual thing. Like everybody knows Trump's involved with Russia. We know there's I don't know.
He said he had
a lot of the Republicans are
with China that he made no money, and then we just found out recently that he made hundreds of thousands of dollars, right, from China.
Yeah,
half a mil, something like that.
I mean, at some point, and then with this impeachment, this Alexander Smirnoff, all the information, the whole case is based on Russian intelligence. That's lies. Right. So it's like, I don't know. I sort of feel like we're sort of living in this thing where we don't really know how Russia is involved with us and what they're doing.
Good news on this Faithless Friday?
Yes.
Liberty University has it will be paying an unprecedented $14 million fine for the Christian school's failure to disclose information about crimes on its campus.
Oh my God.
And its treatment of sexual assault survivors.
Wow, I'm trying to act surprised about this story and shocked. I really am.
The fine is by far the largest ever levied under the Clery Act, a law requiring colleges and universities that receive federal funding to collect data on campus crime and notify students of threats. Schools must disseminate an annual security report that includes crime reports and information on efforts to improve campus safety.
Okay.
Liberty had marketed itself for years as having one of the nation's safest campus, with more than 15,000 students enrolled at the school in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yes.
But its police department had a single officer with minimal oversight for investigating crimes during most of the time period reviewed by federal investigators.
Yeah.
The U.S. Department of Education said it had identified numerous cases that resulted in the misclassification or underreporting of crimes. They were lying.
Well, it's very Christian. Believe me, this is a very Christian thing they have going on here. Is Liberty University the late what's-his-fuck's place, or is this
Jerry Falwell?
Is this a creepy guy who puts his hands in his pants and had all that weird shit with the pool boy?
The pool boy saga. Yeah.
Listen,
Regent is Pat Roberts.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. This is all very Christian. It makes a lot of sense per Jesus in the Bible. This whole story.
There were several incidents the university determined to be unfounded without evidence that the report was false.
Okay. So they said the report was false, but they really didn't have any evidence to say the report was false.
Most likely, he raped me. Oh, what were you wearing?
Oh, okay.
No, he didn't.
Again, very Christian. I mean, if we...
Oh, here. It says, this was especially common with respect to sexually based offenses, including rape and fondling cases.
Well, I mean, and not to generalize here, but we do a lot of shows, a lot of Faithless Friday shows where this is kind of, I would say, a theme.
Federal investigators cited a case in which a woman reported being raped with the attacker telling her he had a knife. Liberty's investigator found the case unfounded based on the claim that the victim indicates that she consented to the sexual act.
What about the knife?
When in point of fact, she indicated that she gave in an attempt to stay alive and then get away.
It's not consent, dumb fuck. The guy had a knife and she was forced into it. Didn't we just do a story how the cops really aren't solving very many crimes? Didn't we just do this fucking story?
Ago,
And for this knife rapist at Liberty, they got this
and like
dumb
ridiculous
fuck.
Low number, right? Like 9%? I mean, it was like something comically low.
And it's funny.
The crimes that police actually solve.
Because I know in Pensacola, the majority of our budgets go to these fucking pigs. For what return on investment? They're not solving any fucking crimes. I mean,
many victims of sexual crimes at Liberty feared reporting because of concerns of reprisal. Several were punished for violating the student code of conduct known as the Liberty Way.
Yeah.
While their assailants were left unpunished, they were sexually assaulted. They reported it. And they were punished.
Jesus. Well, I'm sure that if you looked at all these universities, that is these supposing Christian weird-ass places, that you would find similar things. Mm-hmm. You would find similar things. I bet if you looked at this weird place in town here, Pensacola Christian College, they're the place that got famous because in the art books, they censored out all the nipples.
That's right.
I mean, that this is totally up their fucking alley.
Victims of sexual assault often felt dissuaded by Liberty Administration's reputation for punishing sexual assault survivors rather than helping them. Such fears created a culture of silence where sexual assaults commonly went unreported. That's what they wanted.
Yes.
They want the men folk to be able to rape the women.
And that is, I'm sorry.
It's that simple.
I don't give a shit what, if you think about not what they say, what they do, this is very Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
This is very on brand for these wackos. This makes perfect sense.
The school says it will continue to cooperate with the U.S. Department of Education, noting it has made more than $10 million in significant improvements since 2022 toward complying with the Clery Act and other laws, including in educational programming, new leadership and staffing.
Educational program?
They acknowledge their past problems.
Here's an idea. Like, how you're going to educate a cop that said that the victim, what did he say? Was willing, even though the person had a knife or something?
She consented.
She consented, but the guy had a knife. What are you going to teach this guy to fix his thinking? There's nothing. That is bullshit. That is laughable. Yes, this guy needs training. He got confused about the knife stitch and thought maybe, I don't know.
This is the culture they want, y'all. Vote Trump. Rape will be legal.
Insane.
Any woman crazy. That votes Republican is just baffling to me. It doesn't make sense at all. Unless there's some weird Christo Stepford robot lunatic.
Yeah, I mean, but this is on brand for their party. I mean, if they vote Republican, they love this. They're fucked up.
I've got this story. Meanwhile, I mean, this is possibly a foreshadowing of what happens here if Trump wins.
Yeah.
This guy, Javier Milei, in Argentina.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that guy.
He's out of his fucking mind. He's upset because some of the provinces are like telling him to get fucked on some of these bizarre Nazi, he calls them libertarian.
Yes.
Policies.
Excuse me, one second. We do the same thing here. We do the same thing here with that word.
So Argentine President Javier Milei was quoted as saying during a private event at the, it doesn't matter, Expo Agro Rural Fair in San Nicolas de los Arroyos.
Okay.
St. Nicholas of the
Millet
Streams?
Oh, this is Catholic shit. Arroyos. Some Catholic bullshit.
That he will, quote, piss on all of Argentina's provincial governors who were reluctant to endorse his reforms.
Yes.
In the libertarian government he wants to impose. Quote, if they keep on screwing, I will shut down Congress, he says.
God, and piss on them or something?
I will piss on all.
You know, that is a thing with these authoritarians, these weird, like, humiliation things. And then, you know what? Also, Donald Trump has a thing about piss that he's way into, man.
Allegedly.
You know. Allegedly.
Since Milei launched his appeal to the May 25th pact to address, that's their, you know, their Congress.
Yes.
To address the ongoing crisis, many provincial governors have been threatening not to accept his invitation. For instance, Santa Fe Governor Maximiliano Pularo.
Oh, oui, oui.
Said his province will not be extorted nor intimidated. Cordoba's Martin Yaryora.
Yes.
Yaryora. L-L-A-R-Y-O-R-A.
Yaryora.
Yaryora. Criticized the long deadlines until May 25th, blah, blah, blah. Milei's outburst came when he was speaking behind closed doors before businessmen he dubbed as heroes.
What?
Presidential Secretary Karina Milei. Is that his relative, I'm assuming?
I don't know.
And Interior Minister Guillermo Francos were present. A meeting with governors is scheduled for today to discuss the upcoming thing. Malaise, who do they think they are during Wednesday's conference is expected to create discomfort during these talks.
I'm going to piss on you.
I'm going to pee on all of you governors. God.
Jeez. Who voted? I mean, jeez, I guess it's Trumpers everywhere.
Populist. It's stupid. It's capitalism fail. The people are broke as fuck. And various places starving, literally, and homeless.
Yes.
Look at Haiti is a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And you got people like this who just want to make the rich richer and make it worse.
Yeah.
And the people are listen to somebody like this, though.
Right.
Because they want to get rid of the elites, whoever they are.
Yes.
And this somebody like this asshole and Trump pretend they're not elites. Pretend that they're not just sucking the assholes of every billionaire and every big business around.
Yeah.
And then the dumb people fall for it.
Right.
Irritating.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it seems like all these places to get bombed into the Stone Age, one of these guys rises up, you know.
Well, they don't have to. They ruin it usually.
Yeah.
What happens to these guys? Things don't usually end well for these guys.
Right. Yeah. After a while, they get killed.
After a lot of damage.
Yeah. Sometimes. I mean, how long has Putin been around?
Right. That amazes me. He must really keep these other billionaires happy and terrified.
Have you read about where he lives though?
Like in a secret bunker, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, yeah, he's on a
he's got tasters and stuff like that. He's good. He's good. Suffer. I hope he's got an hell. I hope he's terrified. Suffer, motherfucker.
He's got an anti-aircraft battery and is around the place. It's crazy.
But it is surprising that none of these oligarchs have tried to give him some of his own polonium. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, they put a guy from the KGB in charge.
But that might be where it ends up.
Oh, that's absolutely, this guy is not going to step down. He's going to go whenever, maybe he'll croak, but somebody will probably kill him.
This is just when, you know, you think everything's sad and full of despair, we get a feel good story like this.
Yay.
Of love blossoming, Ryan.
Right.
Because there's going to be a new marriage coming up.
Okay.
I guess invites have already gone out. The happy couple has announced that they will be getting married.
A date, even?
This person, the gentleman whose name I will save for in a moment, is marrying his girlfriend, Elena Zhukova.
Okay.
Retired molecular biologist.
Right. I'm into molecules.
She, by the way.
Yes.
Came to the United States from Moscow.
Okay.
Toward the end of the Soviet Union.
Right.
Her ex-husband, Alexander Zhukov, became a billionaire energy investor.
Oh.
Her daughter, Dasha.
Yes.
Zhukova, is a prominent entrepreneur, arts patron, and philanthropist who was, until 2017, married to Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich.
Jeez. How do you become a billionaire energy investor? I should figure that one. That's a good career.
And at 92 years young,
yes,
Rupert Murdoch is engaged again.
Oh my God. To get married?
Yes, yes.
I thought he didn't die. For some reason, I thought he died. No, he didn't die.
He was recently engaged and broke it off with somebody else.
He dumped him? Shit.
Murdoch's office said he planned to marry his girlfriend in the summer. The nuptials are scheduled for June.
Hello?
Culminate a topsy-turvy romantic journey to a fifth marriage for Murdoch.
God damn. This guy. He's an optimist. This one will work out.
After he divorced Jerry Hall, model and ex-wife of Mick Jagger, in 2022,
I forgot.
He became engaged to Anne Leslie Smith,
okay,
a retired dental hygienist, in the spring of 2023.
Yes.
He abruptly broke off that engagement after about 2 weeks.
Jeez, didn't work out.
He met Ms. Zhukova through his third wife, Wendy Dang.
Okay. Shit, man.
Zhukova distinguished herself as a molecular biologist studying diabetes, including at UCLA.
How does this guy have time to destroy the free world and be married like 8 times?
I mean, but very Russian and very Russian oligarch, yes, tied, right?
Hmm. Right. Hmm. Hmm. Well, I mean, you know, he probably, I mean, they love Fox News. They love all his products. I love all the way his media empire runs. I mean,
Murdoch announced he was retiring as chief of his business last year, maintaining an emeritus role as his son Lachlan took over the reins. Murdoch's marriage would be unlikely to affect the future of the company, which is held in trust, whose shares belong to him and his 4 eldest children, one with his first wife, Patricia Booker, the other 3 with his second wife, Anna Murdoch Mann.
Okay, very complicated. This got, people are complicated, you know?
The headline at the New York Times, yep, he did it again.
Jeez. Well, this guy, this Rupert Murdoch, this Nazi.
Crazy kids are in love,
yes,
Ryan.
He's trying to find love and happiness. Find some happiness, I guess, while he's destroying democracy. Spreading. God, what is it? I want to interview this person he's marrying. It's like, tell me, what do you love about this guy? It's like, what do you like about Rupert Murdoch?
And I close the story. She's 60 something, so it's okay. Matt Gaetz moment.
You know, it's weird. It's like, can you imagine that person fell in love with a guy that is head of Fox News? Their love. I'm sorry.
I may have given Ryan a look.
I don't know what I'm talking about now.
No, I'm sure she loves him. Sure. Wonderful.
Is Rupert Murdoch a human being, or is he some
beautiful? No,
he's weird, he's chimera.
No doubt. Ooh. I mean, unless the fascists win and kill us all and rewrite history, that history will not treat him kindly. He will go down as like the Goebbels of 2 centuries.
Yes.
The end of the last one and the beginning of this one.
But
destroying three continents.
Yes.
Basically.
And you're saying people will see that negative in a negative way.
Well, hopefully.
Even Stu Peters?
If good ends up winning, if Stu and the fascists win, we'll all be killed and erased from the books.
I know we played a lot of shit since Stu, but I can't stop thinking about this guy. Just the way they burned books in Nazi Germany was the best.
It was the best.
How do you even, okay, I get that you're so fucked in the head that you would think that. How do you even sit around all day and come up with that idea, that thought to even have? Why are you thinking like that?
When the whole country is falling apart, you look to, well, who's leading it? And you have all these unelected Jews, and you're like, oh my God, it's all the Jews. And then I go on Alex Jones, and I'm like, look, this is a big problem, the Jews. And then I start digging into it more. And like every conversation that I have, I mean, it could be about food that's bad,
yes,
for you. It could be about what's being sprayed in the skies. It could be about, you know, the dog food that you feed. And everything is Jews.
Because you say it is.
Exactly.
Wait a second, Stu. That's crazy. That's like Nick Fuente saying that. Because it's always that. That's what you always say.
Well, and everything he said, we can also say it's the Christians.
Yes, yes, we could though.
It's the Christians.
We would be right. Excuse me. We would be very right.
But that's what I mean. It's like, you know, okay, well, yeah, there are a lot of Jews out there, and some of them are in business. And you know what? There's a lot more Christians out there. And that are in business, that are heinous.
But, you know, but of course, for these people, when they say Jews, they just think of one giant monster or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Something dehumanized. It's, I mean, it's sitting there.
And I think Stu is not one of these Republicans that is like pro-Israel.
Yeah.
I don't think he's really very on the side of Israel in this thing. I mean, he wants them both gone, probably. He wants Hamas and Israel both gone.
Well, I don't know about that, but Palestine, that'll be gone. I mean, that whole conversation makes all this shit sound very strange. I mean, This dude is fucking nuts. Does he like
play? History is written by the victors. Have you ever heard that said before?
Yeah.
I've
history
heard...
is written by the victors.
You know,
a lot of you have heard that saying, and it's true. And that's why most of the history that we've all learned in the classroom, throughout our lives, on television, especially about World War II, is dumbed down and fake and cartooning.
What part of World War II, Stu? What part of World War II have we been misinformed about, I wonder?
You know,
we'll have to leave that for next week because we'll have to tease that. A cliffhanger. Send us your guesses, everybody, as to what you think Stu might be referring to in World War II.
You know, it's funny, man, because you have a list of stories that you want to talk about during the show, right? You have a list of things you're going to talk about.
Yes.
Where does he get his list? Where is this list coming from?
Daily Stormer.
I guess. I mean, I just don't know.
Elon Musk.
Some of this stuff is just so very specifically fucked up. It just seems like.
Don't forget he's flat earthing, right, too?
How does he have room for that? I mean, you know, how do you have room to dedicate yourself to the fact that the Earth is not a globe and also that, I don't know, you love Hitler's book burning?
Candace Taylor.
Candace, why didn't you get the rebuttal?
I just started thinking about it. There are globes everywhere.
Why didn't she give the Republicans rebuttal instead of Handmaid's Tale? Candace.
We gotta go. We'll be back on Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, X, TikTok, and Facebook, or at ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We give a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck.
Yay.
Banner on the web page, too. Thank you so much. Have a great, blessed Republican and Nazi and Stu Peters free weekend. We'll hit you up on Monday.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.